Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
I good. I good. Yeah. Oh, Doc. That's what sleep deprivation does to a human. All they need to do is look at John and I. Meanwhile, but I'll tell you a funny story. We had a dream expert on last Friday. And wow. I mentioned that I had dreamed I was walking through tall grass. I told you this. That all I thought about was I'm going to get ticks all over me. And so wouldn't you know, I said, what does this mean? She said, you have issues. But that's that's a whole different story. So one of the gals here at KDKA said over the weekend she had gotten a tick that embedded, and she went to the emergency room. And I said, don't you listen to Dr. Mike? You have that one drop of Dove, and is it Dove, right?
Yeah, works good. Or Dawn.
Dawn.
Dawn dish detergent. Any of the liquid dish detergents work.
And you just put a drop on, and it should draw out the tick, correct?
Correct. They back out. You can put it on a cotton ball, and then you can put it onto the tick, and just wait a few minutes, and they generally will back out.
And rather than, because the natural tendency is to just pull.
Yeah, and then you can break the head part, you know, their mouth part. So they hang on. It's just a muscle. If you pull gently, they'll give in. Their muscle will weaken, and it will come out, and that's how you should remove a tick. I like tick nippers. If people are afraid of that, I know a lot of people do go to the ER for ticks. Go out and get yourself a tick removal device. There's 100 of them on the market, and they all work beautifully, and they give you directions how to do it. Very simple, and it will save you a trip to the ER a lot of times.
Well, it was interesting because in the course of this conversation in our sales department, then other people listening in started weighing in, and everybody had a tick story. It was incredible.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. This time of year, it's. I wish it wasn't. And here's one of the things that disheartens me a little bit is that everybody's looking for a natural way to get rid of or prevent ticks on our pets, and I just don't know of one. All of the products that people send to me, they just don't work. We tried them. We had people try them. They come in with ticks embedded on them. I just don't think it's in the concentrations high enough. So I do recommend the tick preventives that the veterinarians recommend because we can at least protect our dogs. We don't have those for us, so we have to, you know, be guardians of ourselves. But at least for our pets, we can give them prevention to prevent those ticks from embedding.
And let's get to some of our questions. Debbie and Jeff in Conway, right? Dear Dr. Mike, I heard you talk about collapsing windpipes in dogs before. Our vet diagnosed that in our Chihuahua mix. He said there's nothing to do to relieve it except surgery. Your thoughts?
Well, tracheal collapse, that's what we call it. You know, it's a chronic, it's a progressive, irreversible, you know, disease of the trachea. The trachea looks like a vacuum hose, except it's C-shaped cartilage. So you think of those C-shaped rings with a muscle over the top. Well, when it collapses on itself, they're trying to breathe through a collapsing straw. And when they calm down, it will go back to normal. But it can get real serious, and a lot of them can have a lot of trouble, you know, breathing, and then they start honking. Well, we try a lot of medicines for that first before we recommend surgery. And a lot of times it works or helps, you know, relieve those symptoms. And then as a last resort, I'd recommend surgery. They put a stent in that opens up the collapse. And, of course, that takes a scope and some sizing, but it's an anesthesia, but it is effective. So there are things to do before you go to that stage. As a matter of fact, I usually medically manage these in my practice, and very few end up going for surgery. But a lot of them do really cause a lot of distress to these pets.
Dear Dr. Mike Hutchinson, Denise and Wayne in Emsworth want to know, they have a curiosity question. Do you prefer a female or male Rottweiler as a pet? They have a choice of one or the other. Hard to decide. Your thoughts?
I wonder if Denise and Wayne know that I owned 3 Rottweilers, and I had a practice in Long Island where I had like 674 Rottweiler patients. So I do have an opinion on this. If you're a really good trainer, males are fine, and I like male dogs in general, but I also love females. I like all dogs, but males are fine, but they're really tough. I mean, they talk back, and you really have to spend a lot of time training them. If you have that time, It's fantastic, but they will challenge you. So the female Rotties are my preference because they're so sweet. All our dogs ended up as therapy dogs. And so they're all the Rottweilers ended up as therapy dogs. Everybody thinks they're so vicious, and they can be, but if they're brought up properly, they're excellent. I prefer the females unless you have a lot of time for training those males.
Jeff and Liz in Whitehall want to know, we just adopted another dog from a shelter. He is very anxious around our therapy mastiff. A therapy mastiff? We didn't notice any of this in the shelter. Actually, he was very social with other strange dogs. What do you think?
You know, it's a territorial thing, maybe. And when they come into the home, maybe there's these DAP collars, dog-appeasing pheromone collars, that sometimes help. It has a pheromone that they sense between their nose and their mouth, and it sometimes calms them. It has a physiologic calming effect where they will calm down. So you can try putting that on both dogs. Then Purina came out with a new probiotic supplement called a Purina calming supplement. I tried it in a dog in my house. I am taking care of my dad's dog for a while he's in the hospital, and the dog was very, very anxious, and within 8 days, everybody in my household noticed how well this dog was doing. So it's Purina calming supplement. Speak to your veterinarian about it. It's a new product. It's an innovative product, and it's decreasing. It's maintaining calm behavior. It's decreasing their stressors like separation or unfamiliar visitors and different sounds and different routines. And that's what we did to my dad's dog. We changed the routine, and he got very anxious. And now he's as calm as can be, and it's just amazing how effective that was. So
maybe,
that's another trick.
Maybe I need a pheromone collar here at the plant, but we don't run out of time. So go to drmikehutchinson.com. Great podcast information available, animalgeneral.net, and we have a link at kdkradio.com. Have a blessed Easter, Doc, you and the family, and we'll talk to you next week.
Same to you and all the listeners. Happy Easter.